All right, so let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Monday, May 3rd, and with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. So, Mark, markets started the week mixed today, right? Let's take a look at the indices here.
Yeah, first trading day of May, Marcus, and interesting start. It looks like the markets are trying to find some reason to move. A little mixed looking at the Dow. The Dow did finish higher, leading the major indices with a 0.7% gain.
Right. So here we're looking at the SPX. So the SPX also up today, 0.27%, but not making any new all-time highs here. So, I mean, we were just trading in this small range that we started trading in last week, and we couldn't break out of this one here. Just going back to the Dow, the Dow also just sitting there, not really moving a whole lot. This is the range that we established last week, and we're still trading in this range. But let's take a look at the NASDAQ here as well, because the NASDAQ today, well, NASDAQ finished down 0.44%. So here also in a range that has been established over the past few weeks. But let's talk about some individual stocks. So what happened today? Let's take a look at a few stocks.
Honestly, Marcus, today, if there was something exciting, it was retail stocks. Retail stocks were on fire today. Let's take a look at Gap. The ticker is GPS.
All right.
I mean, Gap was up 7.2%. Not too bad there. So right. Big day for Gap.
And I mean, no earnings or anything, right? I mean, so there was no earnings or anything. They were just up big today, but also a few others, right? Which was on...
Dillard's DDS jumping 9.7%. So huge move there.
And then finally, also Macy's. If we want to look at Macy's here. So Macy's up 8% today. So what happened? What are the retailers doing?
Yeah, and you know, this was a bit of an extreme move, but I guess you could say that it's really over more or ongoing hopes of the reopening of the economy that helped boost stocks today, or especially retail. One thing that popped up was that a New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, said that most of the capacity caps that they have in place will be lifted in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, which will allow more travel and allow more, you know, shopping. In fact, Cuomo said that the 24-hour subway service will resume as well. So that...
Right, but it's super easy, right? Yeah, it's super interesting because today, if we look at the typical division here between the typical value stocks that we have down there and the growth stocks that we typically have in the NASDAQ, right? I mean, the growth stocks mainly in red, the value stocks here are mainly in the green. I should use a different color. I should just use red. This might be better. Anyhow, so what's happening here? Why is the Dow up, NASDAQ down? Let's talk about this here for a moment. Oops. Right,
sure,
because there were conflicting messages over inflation over the last few days.
Exactly. So inflation is going to continue to be the buzzword and everybody's going to be talking about it. And we actually had some conflicting messages over the last couple of days at Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholder meeting. Warren Buffett sounded the alarm over inflation, saying that he's seeing substantial inflation with his businesses. But then we have Fed Chair Jerome Powell in a speech today saying that inflation is under control when he was speaking. So is it out of control with substantial inflation, under control? We'll see. This question keeps popping up, Marcus. And how do you think it's going to impact trading, especially our style?
Well, this is where right now the question is, right, what about sell in May and go away? Is Buffett right that inflation might move the markets lower here? I mean, according to Bank of America, the May to October has always been the lowest average and median returns of any six-month period of the year. And I believe this is based on data going back to 1928. However, in the past few years, it seems that this record is broken, right? It seems that, I mean, last year, I mean, we had tremendous growth between May and October, the year before even. And if you think about the S&P, if you take a look at this, so let me just remove my chicken scratch here and take another look at this. since the beginning of the year, which is right here. Thus far, we had 25 new record highs this year alone. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, Warren Buffett, let's go back to Berkshire Hathaway. I mean, it jumped today, but mainly because they were announcing a huge stock buyback program. Because the question is, does Warren Buffett still have it, right? And he said on a few things where he was wrong. One of them was selling Apple. Let's take a look at Apple here really quick before we go back to Warren Buffett. So Apple today, however, I mean, recently, still pretty choppy. So what's going on here with Apple? I mean, one of the things that has happened is that last week, I think the European Union announced that, hey, you know what, Apple, we look into your market domination. And then also today, the high profile legal battle between Apple and the Fortnite creator Epic Games is starting. And this is about these checkouts where Apple is taking a 30%, they call it an app tax, right? If you're selling anything through the Apple store, Apple is getting 30%. So is that okay? Or is this something where Apple does something illegal? And you see, this is where a verdict here could see Apple developers no longer have to pay this 30% to Apple, which would give, of course, a huge dent in the service growing business of Apple here. Anyhow, absolutely. So Apple overall has been doing really well. If you look at ever since Warren Buffett sold it, which I believe was sometime last year, can't remember exactly, but we see that Apple has been going up. Even though right now it is slowing down, it's still on a growth trajectory here. But let's go back to Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway, because he has some interesting ideas here. First of all, his stance on Bitcoin, it's bad, right? His stance on Robinhood, it's bad. His stance on SPACs, SPACs, that help companies to go to market trading publicly faster than going through additional IPO, it's bad. It sounds that he is very traditional here in his opinions.
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree. And to be honest, like you've mentioned, he has been wrong, right? So not to discredit the Oracle of Omaha and what he's done over his career, but it seems like, you know, as he's getting up in the years, and he's missed some of the new technology and new trends and some of the things that have been popular that have been very profitable recently. In fact, I believe I read that he was stepping down as far as power hand or transfer of power to someone else as well. So
well, hopefully not to Charlie Munger, because Buffett is 90 years old, and his right hand guy, Charlie Munger, is 97 years old. So I don't know if he's handing over power to Charlie Munger. I believe that, yeah, I heard this as well, that somebody who's already in charge, who is more in his 50s, I believe he is 58. Anyhow, let's talk about a few other stocks here, because I want to talk about some pharmaceutical stocks. Right now, the pressure is building on the US and other Western governments to suspend intellectual property restrictions on these COVID-19 vaccines. As we see an explosion of coronavirus cases around India and other nations. And this is where pressure is mounting right now on companies like Johnson & Johnson to actually say, okay, maybe make all of this public domain. And just see, if someone magically managed to move to zoom in, and I can't zoom out anymore. I'll figure it out. But overall, Johnson & Johnson today was still up. There we go. So still up 1.52%. So since these are just some ideas right now, it doesn't seem to affect them. In fact, they are reporting earnings this week. So we still have earnings season going on. And I do believe, not Johnson & Johnson, but isn't it AstraZeneca?
I know Moderna is reporting on Thursday.
Moderna, MDNR. So let's see how they're doing.
No, mRNA.
mRNA. There we go. Moderna. So they're reporting. There we go. I can move it. Yeah. But also today, Moderna, ahead of earnings, up 4.03%. So overall, they're doing good. Hey, I wanted to go back here to this to the map and see of who is doing what. And today, this is the FinWiz map here. We see that Tesla had a pretty bad day. So Tesla down 3.4%. Let's take a look at this of what happened here. So I'm bringing the chart up here, Tesla. And Tesla is having some fun in Germany. So here's the deal. They wanted to open a plant in Germany on July 1st, and they're saying it's not going to happen. And here's why. They say that there's permitting issues and plans on also built a battery cell factory at the site. This does not go over well. So Tesla executives have expressed frustration over the last few months with the outdated approval process in Germany. Hey, I'm German, so I know a thing or two about the approval process. And yes, Germans love to dot their I's and cross their T's and then dot the I's again. Actually, this is what we do when we have the umlauts, right? I mean, all of the umlauts, we dot twice. So we have a lot of dots that we need to do. And so this is what Tesla is experiencing here. So today down 3.46%, probably about these delays that they are experiencing in Germany right now. Although we might also see, what did Bitcoin do today? Since Tesla is holding what right now? More than $2 billion in Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin today a little bit quiet, but pretty much unchanged, up 0.1% right now. So going down, going back up. I mean, after it was trading at 47,000 and as high as 65,000. So hey, it seems that Chip found somebody to entertain. I hear him in the background.
No, Marcus, I have to apologize. Our pool guy normally comes earlier in the day, but he decided to come right when we're doing this video. So my dog let
Hey,
me
no problem at
know.
all. No problem at all. Hey, let's talk about what else to expect this week. So today was Monday. We had Fed Chair Powell speaking, but he basically said, you know what? It's all good. It's all good. So other than this, it's pretty light, but the biggie we have on Friday. So on Friday, we have the unemployment claims. So we have the unemployment rate, we have the non-farm employment change, and also average hourly earnings. So what do you expect on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, the jobs report, it's one of those things where right now, if the jobs report is not good, you would think that would be a bad thing. But it actually could be a good thing because it could mean that the Fed really is committed to sticking with their monetary policy for the long term and really letting the economy get back on track. So I mean, I do think traders are waiting for the jobs report. It's always going to be a biggie. It's always going to be out there. But we still have a busy week for earnings too, Marcus. And so it's a busy week for earnings. Tomorrow we have CVS. We also have Pfizer reporting. On Wednesday, we have General Motors reporting. On Thursday, we have Moderna, like you mentioned. We have Wayfair. We have Norwegian Cruise Lines. We have Budweiser. In fact, on Thursday, we have 190 companies reporting before the bell and 265 companies reporting after the bell. So, still a pretty busy week for earnings. I know last week it was all about tech. But we're still in the middle of earnings season.
Right, absolutely. And I mean, we clearly see the markets are waiting for something. I mean, if you're looking at the Dow here, the Dow has been trapped in this narrow range for the past few weeks. So at some point, we expect to break out to the upside or the downside. Markets do not like to be confined in narrow ranges. So is it earnings that will drive the markets up, or is it on Friday when we see a great jobs report, which can happen, that then traders are getting concerned about the Fed changing their stance on their monetary policy and maybe not being as loose as they were and tightening it up, which means that raising interest rates, stopping the or scaling back the asset purchases, and this could send the market down. Right now, the markets are still in a wait and hold mode, and something will happen this week. The important thing
Sure.
is, I mean, just don't overthink it. Trade what you see and not what you think. In fact, we have a mug made like this. Trade what you see and not what you think. Anyhow, all right. So
Worries.
this concludes today's stock market update. We want to keep it to 15 minutes so that you know what is going on. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, click on like and subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you in the next video. Take care,
Happy
everyone.
trading, everybody.